You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There is a new way for adults in Idaho to further their education with CAPED Credit Union's Passport to Education program. We have talked about this new program before, but today we wanted to dig a little bit deeper in to about what this program is and who is eligible to participate. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Todd Christensen. He is the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Business Development at CAPED Credit Union. Gordon Jones, Boise State University's founding Dean of the College of Innovation and Design, and Pete Reese, Boise State University's Associate Dean of Extended Studies. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
You guys
Thank
have
you.
Some of the longest titles in the world.
Use both sides of the
card. Right,
and segment's
exactly.
Over.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't fit on a business card anymore. So explain for people who haven't heard of this what Passport to Education is. And Todd, maybe you can do that or who?
I can take that as an opportunity. It's a partnership that we have between CAPED Credit Union and Boise State, with a focus of helping adult learners in the state of Idaho finish out their degree, either start and finish or finish out their degree, all in the online environment. As we've sat down and created this partnership, we looked at two key elements, access, and so that is the online aspect of it, and then the affordability. And for CAPED members, they receive a discount or reduced fees, and then also it's structured in a fashion that it's a monthly subscription. So really focusing on how can we provide pathways or passport to education to Idahoans.
And Pete, how important is it to bring back non-traditional students?
Well, I think it's essential. I think as we move forward and the economy continues to advance as it is, it's becoming more and more critical for people to be able to come in, retrain, upskill as they need to, so that we can react and take control of our own destiny. And so from our perspective, these are opportunities that help enhance the family dynamic, increase wage probabilities for a family and put people on a better path to prosperity.
And Gordon, when I was reading about this, they talk about this being kind of a concierge level when it comes to advising students. Talk to me about that and how that's important to this program.
Sure. Well, I think a lot of people hear this is delivered online. I think a lot of people may assume that online is actually less or not as good as sitting in a classroom. And two comments on that. One is I would argue that if you've sat in many college classrooms, it's quite easy to be anonymous. You can sit in the back. And so I would argue the way we do passport education with an academic success coach, so that's what you're referencing, the counseling, mm-hmm. advising, you're paired with an individual who's inextricably tied to your success. And I would argue you're more anonymous on campus in some ways than you would be in this program. So the assurance of quality and that you're going to be having a partner navigating while you're learning at home is something we've designed into this offering.
And how does it work for people who are, you have a full-time job? When we talk about non-traditional, I mean, how does this play into it to have that access without actually having to go physically sit in a classroom?
As we looked at that, we looked at the opportunity of life phases or life stages. And whether they're working now and they're wanting to advance their career and the opportunity to be able to do it in the evening or in the morning, that's all part of that accessibility, that it's at their pace as appropriate to their life stage. And that's something that has been very intriguing to us, and we see with great success of those students that are participating in the program.
That's right. I mean, I, the only thing I would add is just that not everybody has the luxury or the life stage to step onto a campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a world, I even would push back on the term non-traditional student. We're living in a world where lifelong learning is much more the default. We're going to have multiple stages of life. And where learning occurs needs to be feathered throughout life. And Passport Education, I think, is one offering from Boise State that's designed to meet people at every stage of life where they're at to help them, in this case, achieve either acquiring a degree or getting furthering their education.
That's an interesting way to put it, if you that pushback on that non-traditional, as we've traditionally called that, because we all do have different phases of our life. And so is this more about almost catering to how people are living their lives these days?
Yeah, I think these programs are specifically designed to be highly customizable. And so we want to be able to provide access, right? But mm-hmm. the idea that somebody can customize their pathway so that it's immediately relevant to what they're doing in their career, it makes them more mobile in their career pathway. It helps them advance, but use them right away. So most of the students that are going to be in here have some level of life experience and work experience, and it's really integrating that learning of what they have experienced in life so far with the academic experience that they're going to achieve. And by the end of it, they're able to take that and use it.
I'm speaking with Todd Christensen. He is the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Business Development at CapEd Credit Union. Gordon Jones, Boise State University's founding dean of the College of Innovation and Design. And Pete Reese, Boise State University's Associate Dean of Extended Studies. We're talking about the Passport to Education program, which is a partnership between CapEd Credit Union and Boise State University. So are there only certain degrees you can get with the Passport to Education, or is it kind of just an open
yes, as book. We started this up, we're focusing on the Bachelor of Arts in Multidisciplinary Studies and the Bachelor of Applied Science. Both programs are custom built for the adult learner. The Multidisciplinary Studies program is built for folks that have some college and no degree. The Bachelor of Applied Science is custom built for folks that have an applied technical degree of some kind or military credits or something in that field that they can bring in, transition that into a full four-year degree program.
And Todd, is this specifically just for CapEd credit union members?
In our partnership, this is an opportunity for us to be able to help all individuals who want to gain access to higher education. So for those who want to receive the discount or the reduced fees, we'd encourage them to participate with us as a CapEd member, and that gives them that access to be able to be a participant in the Passport to Education program. So the short answer would be it's available to all individuals who want to advance their education.
And from a financial standpoint, when you talk about this membership, how does that work? Because it's not just accessibility online. I mean, finances play a big part in people deciding to go back to school.
Correct. For us, there's no cost to become a CapEd member. There are a variety of pathways that they can choose to associate with us as a financial institution, and then they have access to the Passport Education program. And we continue to look at different ways and different opportunities to not only help those within our membership, but also those within the broader community. Mm-hmm. From the CapEd perspective, that we're working to make a better Idaho. And a better Idaho is by having a better educated populace and a workforce that is prepared to respond to the dynamics that are changing within our economy, whether it be here in the Treasure Valley or the Magic Valley, or for that matter, across the entire region. And as we do that, we see that all opportunities are better for individuals and the families that they support.
Go ahead, Gordon.
Let me give one comment about affordability, too. One is this program has two unique elements. One is that it's the absolute cost of the education. It's designed to be in bite-sized monthly increments, so $425 a month for up to 6 credit hours. For many working individuals, we think that can fit into a budget. You've got sort of a little sizable car payment, but it's not a mortgage payment. And we've seen such escalation in the cost of going to college and the debt burdens. Second highest debt burden in the country today is education debt. So we know that that's an area where we can try to address that. The other component is if you stay enrolled, we don't ever change the tuition. So there's this fixed certainty. When you add it all up, you can get your Boise degree for up to 30% less than what it costs to be a student today. So we've tried to address the absolute cost and then how people experience it, because a tuition bill can be pretty lumpy. And there's also, you're still able to access many of the public assistance dollars that we can that help fund our student education. Pete, you have a little more of that.
Yeah, I think these are absolutely aligned with the financial aid needs that people have. But we've also added in things that we're working on within extended studies and at Boise State and throughout the state, but open educational resources. So that reduces the cost of or the overall cost of textbooks. It's not going to be available throughout every textbook, but it reduces the cost burden there. We're also developing or have developed a pretty intricate credit for prior learning program that adds on to the cost here. And in those cases, CapEd has generously been able to cover the fees, but that costs $50 a credit for a student that brings in lifelong learned experience, mm-hmm. you know, that's at the college level. So these are fantastic components of this that continue to drive down that cost. And then I'd like to make sure that everybody understands that the state of Idaho has put up an adult opportunity scholarship for those right. that want to return to school but maybe can't afford it. It's up to $3,500 a year. If you've been out of school for up to 2 years, have a minimum of 24 credit hours and meet some minimum GPA requirements, you can come back and that's covered for you. We'd love to have all these things filter in here and drive the cost down even further.
And it seems like a lot of times people just don't know what is out there in order for them to access their education.
It's that first hurdle, and this is an opportunity to break it down into bite-sized pieces. If you look at the monthly subscription and then the adult opportunity grant opportunities there, we truly do get it down to a very, very affordable mm-hmm. monthly car payment and to be able to move forward in their careers.
Yep. And back to that concierge level of service, when somebody wants to come back, you don't have to come back and navigate alone. That's what our staff is here for. We're going to help you walk through the door, and we're going to get you to those through those hurdles, and we're going to be there with you every step of the way.
So if someone's listening right now, and they're like, okay, this sounds great, but this is, you know, confusing, overwhelming. Do they just, I mean, is the easiest thing to do, honestly, just call Extended Studies and say, how in the world how do I do this? How do I navigate this?
I'd suggest go to the Boise State website and just search on Passport to Education. Mm-hmm. All of our contact information, the staff connections are there. And then you can email or give us a call, and somebody will get back to you or hopefully pick up the phone right away.
And on our side, we have the information posted at caped.com/passport. Mm-hmm. And then we have some general information there and then links out to this concierge level of you can do an intake form right there. Pete and his team will reach out directly to you to be able to work with you directly over the phone or through email. So,
how many people have you had so far sign up for this program?
We have about 50 people that are in our recruitment funnel right now. And so we have 18 enrolled at the moment, and we hope to see up to 200 by the end of our initial phase here.
It is just critical to get people back to school if it is something that they want. Right. How does that affect, ultimately, do you see, you know, and you mentioned this, Todd, in the beginning, just our education level for Idahoans, how people can live their daily lives?
I mean, oftentimes we look at that 60%, mm-hmm. and that's 60% is a large item within the state. This is a piece to that. It's a partnership in being able to move individuals or help individuals move forward. From a financial institution, we see individuals as they advance in their careers, and part of that is their lifelong learning, whether that's a degree or certificate, that assists them throughout their entire life. And for us here in the state of Idaho, for us as CapEd, we were founded in 1936 on Boise Junior College campus, and we continue to participate in that evolution of Boise State. Our evolution is a financial institution, and this is a unique, to my understanding, it's the only relationship that we have from a private entity with a public entity to offer the opportunity to individuals to advance their careers through education.
I want to thank you guys for coming in today. I know we could talk about this more. My guest today, Todd Christensen with CapEd Credit Union, Gordon Jones, Boise State University's founding dean of the College of Innovation and Design, and Pete Reese, Boise State University's associate dean of Extended Studies. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's good to see you.